The Competes Act is an authorization bill, so it basically sets out the authorities that govern what an agency does. And so from that perspective, Competes is critically important because it specifically reauthorizes NIST to do all of its mission activities, including authorization for the levels of funding for each of our major programs and fine-tuning some of the specific authorities around specific programs.
Now, obviously, there's always that argument around authorization versus appropriation. You can authorize $1 billion, but the appropriators may only give you $1, and that's really what you got. It's really the policy stuff that really stands out when you look at some other authorization bills. Are there certain policy updates that you guys are really looking forward to or looking for from Congress?
The thing that stands out from the authorization perspective is within the details of the authorization, it authorizes significant increases for the science and technology agencies, including NIST. It elevates the position of the NIST director to an undersecretary for standards and technology, which signals the importance of the agency. And it brings the NIST programs into greater alignment with the needs of promoting economic growth. So it's a very important piece of legislation, and I think the biggest element of it is the strong support for the role of these federal agencies in our economic well-being.
You brought up your new title, the Undersecretary of Commerce. Is that going to change much for you, or is it just going to make your business card a little bit longer?
Well, it certainly adds another line to the business card, but the major benefit of that is that it simply elevates the importance of the position. It gives you a little bit more leeway in taking a seat at important policy discussions, things of that type. But it's not a fundamental change in my position in any way.
There's obviously a lot of provisions requiring some new programs, and then there's some requiring updates to existing programs. Talk a little bit about those new provisions, those changes. There's one around green buildings and green construction. There's something around NIST fellowships. How much different are these going to be? Are they just upgrades that are necessary over time, or are they really that brand new?
In most cases, language involving NIST, it's new language in our authorization bill, but it's covering existing or ongoing activities within the programs. So this is a case where NIST, for example, working in green building standards and promoting the adoption of green technologies for manufacturing is something that we have done under our general authority to do this kind of work. And Congress is simply, by putting in specific language promoting this, is sending a signal that this is an important area of activity and basically giving its very specific support for that kind of work to continue. So in most cases, this is not signaling any new programmatic activity at the agency, but it's giving it a little bit of a boost in terms of the specific support from Congress to do it.
Is that boost important because Congress is telling you not only does the administration think it's important, but we do as well?
What this kind of specific language does is it really helps you when you're making the case that these are priority areas. So it really signals a sense of priority. It provides a way of giving some focus to broader efforts. And so from that perspective, it can be quite helpful.
There were a couple of things that didn't get into the bill that maybe were a little surprising. Let's start with the front end of that question, though. Is anything in the bill that surprised you, or was everything kind of expected?
The general structure of the bill followed what we had seen passed in the House of Representatives earlier. So I think from that general perspective, it was not surprising. Probably to most folks, I think what was surprising was that in what was an extraordinarily busy lame duck period, that this bill was one of the ones that was able to sort of break free, and there was a broad bipartisan consensus to move it forward. That was probably the biggest surprise for us. Pleasant surprise, I might add.
When I was looking at some of the other earlier versions of the bill, there were some things that didn't get in, such as the reorganization of the NIST laboratories. That's one of the things that was, I thought, maybe a little surprising and didn't get in. Was that expected? Was there anything else in the bill that maybe was surprising that didn't get in that you would have liked to have seen get in?
With regard to the reorganization, I wasn't surprised that it wasn't there. I think that the fact that it was included in the earlier House version was wonderful. It was a strong statement of support from the House that they supported the direction we were taking in reorganizing the agency. But we had maintained all along that NIST had the full authority it needed to do this type of reorganization. And I think it probably was one of those things that made more sense when the legislation was moving faster than the reorganization. But In fact, we were able to complete the reorganization before the legislation. So it really wasn't needed at that point. But other than that, I think we're quite pleased with what's included in the bill.
Let me just take a quick step back to that reorg. You said you completed it. Can you just give us an update in terms of how things changed around the reorg?
The reorganization was fully put into place on October 1st. That's a nice boundary for an agency to use because it coincides with the start of a fiscal year. And so it makes your transition for accounting and all the internal business systems very clean and seamless. It replaced a single deputy director with three associate directors with responsibilities over our major program components. We have folks either acting or have filled those positions, and it also realigned our laboratory structure from 10 discipline-based laboratories, physics, chemistry, materials, things like that, into 6 mission-based laboratories, and those laboratories have all been established. Their leadership is in place, and things are moving along quite well.
Give me a sense of what some of NIST's top priorities are, some of your goals for 2011.
This is a tumultuous year because we've started it without a budget. So some of our priorities internally are to be as efficient, as effective as possible, to get our reorganization fully in place, and to be as responsible and as efficient as we can. But more broadly, I think the goals for NIST that I'd like to really focus on this year have to do with our IT infrastructure as a country, really promoting effective cybersecurity, maximizing the ability to use cloud computing, enabling trusted interactions on the Internet, things of that type, and also in the area of manufacturing. I think that if innovation is the seed corn of economic growth, you don't reap the full benefit of innovation without taking ideas into products. And that magic occurs in manufacturing, and I think advanced manufacturing is an area that it's right in the middle of what NIST is supposed to support, and I really would like to continue to focus our programs on supporting U.S. manufacturers.